Network. The views and opinions presented in this program do not necessarily represent those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Immaculata, Holy One, Mother of Mercy, pray for us. Direct from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. This is the most listened to show on WGBB. It's time for...
Listen Up, Jesus is on the Air.
And yes, and welcome listeners and welcome guests. And thank you. That was my lovely bride, Joan, who's also a co-host of the show today. And thank you for agreeing to be co-host, Joan.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I was telling our guest, and by the way, why don't you introduce our guest today, Joan?
Okay. Our guests are from Lighthouse Catholic Media. And we have Teresa and Paul Pickett, who are managers of this this group that puts the magazines, not magazines, they're pamphlets and books and religious information. And you may see them in your church on shelves or, what did you call it?
Kiosk.
And you can buy these. There are so many wonderful informative books and pamphlets that you can look through, and you have an envelope there and you take it and place your money in that and mail it to them, and you get wonderful, wonderful books at great, great prices.
And I'm sure each of you parishioners have seen them in the churches, because they're right when you go into the church, and the subjects of the topics of the CDs and the books are magnificent. But you know what? Before we get into Teresa and Paul and the Lighthouse, because we're going to spend the whole show on their efforts. This is an evangelization effort that needs to be spoken about, and it's a little different kick in evangelization. It's a way of getting material out to the parishioners, because I get questions all the time about different aspects of the church and stuff, and you know what? The answers are on those discs and those books that the Lighthouse is promoting. But before we do that, I just want to mention, I want to thank all the parishioners that contributed to the Dr. John Palmer Radio Evangelizational Legacy. And so what we're doing is we said that this show is, as all our shows, is a memorial of Dr. John Palmer, who is a co-founder of the show, who is an evangelist, and who we miss very much. And in an effort to memorialize him, we established the fund to keep the radio show on the air, and we've gotten such a great response. So we thank you. We're able, with the help of my wife Joan and some other contributors and new parishioners, we're able to continue at least till the end of this year and half of next year. And so, if you would like to contribute, by all means, all you have to do is go to our website. Well, we started something new, too. I just want to mention that today. We're opening our communications. We want to be a grassroots show, and we want to bring you, the listeners, into our show. And so if during the course of the show you have a comment, you have something you want to say, we're willing to accept your text message. So just text me at 516-712-7005. That's 516-712-7005. There's something you like, tell us about it. Something you don't like, tell us about it. If you have a question, text us. If we can get it on the air, we will. And so thanks again, listeners. And now, our guest. Joan, I'll let you lead the show.
Okay, our first guest is Teresa Pickett. And I think I'll just let her explain what she does with these with these Lighthouse. Magazines. Lighthouse.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Welcome,
and Joan.
Welcome, welcome.
We're very happy to be here again and to talk about my favorite topic, which is Lighthouse Catholic Media and the Catholic page.
And tell us who you are with the and what you do there and how you started and why you started.
Okay, I've been involved with Lighthouse for 9 years now, and we just had our 10th anniversary. So I pretty much got involved with them right at the beginning of this apostolate. I got involved because I listened to a CD talk by Matthew Kelly. And I heard it, and I said, this is so fantastic. I just want everybody to have this. I want to give it to everybody I know. And when I found out that Lighthouse offers the CDs for just $3 each, I said, wow, I knew I couldn't afford to get a CD for like $14.95 and just get a lot of them and give them away, but $3, I can do that. So that got me interested in doing this work. And we now have hundreds and hundreds of titles. We have also expanded to multimedia. So besides the CD talks, we have books, booklets, pamphlets. Now we have DVDs. We have a sacred art department. We've just been expanding tremendously. And that's one reason why I really feel like this apostle is blessed by the Holy Spirit and being led by him, because we have expanded in 10 years to over 7,000 parishes in the United States and around the world, and 111 countries have Lighthouse Catholic Media. So that's pretty good for 10 years to really be. And the other thing is we've partnered with many different good, solid Catholic organizations, two of which I would like to speak a lot about today. One of them is the Divine Mercy Shrine and the Hearts of Fire program. And the other one is the Augustine Institute and what is called FORMED, which is online faith formation. So besides our kiosk program, we have the Hearts of Fire program and the FORMED program.
What's the
Hearts of Fire.
Fire formation?
Okay, Hearts of Fire. I think a lot of people might already be familiar with the book 33 Days to Morning Glory, and that is the start of the Hearts of Fire program. It is small group retreats that are meant to really draw us in to really just the ultimate goal, to get closer to the hearts of Jesus and Mary and to make that a part of our lives. So it's a series of books that Father Michael Gately wrote, and each one is part of the Hearts of Fire program. So the first one is 33 Days to Morning Glory, which is Marian consecration. And the retreat consists of reading a book every day, maybe 2 pages is all you read, like 5 minutes of reading. There's a workbook that you can get that gives you questions to help you ponder what you're reading. And then you meet once a week to watch a DVD of Father Gately explaining it even further in more detail. Mm. And you share. In the meeting, you're sharing with one another about what you have read. And then at the end, you consecrate yourself to Our Lady. And this is how the Hearts of Fire starts. And then it goes on from there to Consoling the Heart of Jesus, which is Divine Mercy. And the third part is Wisdom and Works of Mercy, which is basically the Catholic faith in a nutshell. bringing us, Father Gately has such a gift of taking the most profound things and putting them in language that everyone could understand. That's one of the really attractive things about this program.
So if someone is interested, an individual is interested in the program, what do they have to do? They have to join a prayer group in order to do it? Can they do it on their own? How does this thing work?
That's I'm glad you asked that, because how it works, you can actually do it on your own. But the best
Teresa,
way...
Were you going to say that's a great question? You hear that, Joan? You hear that, Joan? You hear that?
That is a
Thank
good question.
You.
You can actually do it on your own. Many people do. They get the book. They do it. The best way is to do it in a group. You don't have to join a prayer group or anything. You could just be a person in your own home inviting some neighbors and friends in and just get the, get the DVD set. And the best thing to do is really to get in touch with Lighthouse Catholic Media and we will give you a person who we call a Marian specialist to work with you, to help you to know how to do it, to order the materials that you need, to give you everything you need to be a retreat coordinator. So you can do it in your own home. You can do it in any group you might be in. You can do it in your parish. Talk to your pastor and get his permission to... Some parishes really delve in the entire parish, and the whole entire parish participates. And the best success we have going on right now, the example of that, is our own diocesan cathedral, St. Agnes. They're doing the 33 Days to Morning Glory, and they have 220 people who have signed up and joined in that.
But Teresa, so, if I'm one of those individuals that, I don't want to say a loner, but, you know, I have my own personal communications with Jesus and the Blessed Mother, and I like to be, you know, personal and individual about it and do it, like, on my own, maybe at adoration or something like that. Is the program set up for something like that?
You can. It could be done that way because the book is basically self-explanatory. As far as, you know, reading it day by day. The in the group is preferred because you have the DVD set that you're watching each week and you're meeting with other people and you're sharing and you're really getting a lot out of it.
Sharing
that way.
Is a wonderful way of learning different things.
Exactly.
I mean, you learn so much by group participation, by sharing, and the facilitator of that group, you know, just brings the group up and down and sideways,
and
flies the kite, and they're allowed to fly, let the inspiration go higher and higher and higher.
Right, and also,
yeah, I agree with that.
My experience has been that when the group is done, they tend to say, can we keep going? Can we keep meeting? You know, what can we do next? And so that's the feeling that people get. They like it. They like meeting weekly. They like doing this. And there is... After you finish 33 Days to Morning Glory, you can go on to Consoling the Heart of Jesus, which is all about divine mercy.
Can I tell you something? Can I share something?
Sure.
Joan and I did it with our group.
Yeah, we did. Joan? It was wonderful.
It was, and one of the good things about it is that it's, you know, it's not so complicated. It's like, you know, it's not that it's above my level. I mean, it's like right up to my low level.
Very
of
easy
intelligence.
To read.
It's a simple
very
read.
It's a simple read.
Definitely.
And, you know, and it allows you, or allowed me, in my simplicity, to make notes on every day and to outline and stuff like that. So I think it's a great, you know, it is a great book.
It is, because Father Gately takes four great big Marian saints, and you study under each of those saints each week. So you start with St. Louis de Montfort, and then the next week it's St. Maximilian Kolbe. The next week, it's Blessed Mother Teresa. And the final week, it's St. John Paul the Great.
The Great.
And after that, there's a summary. But you're getting the insights from these different saints each week that help you to totally understand what you're doing.
So if you want to get closer to the Blessed Mother, and, you know, Jesus wants us to get closer to the Blessed Mother, because... many times when I'm praying, I get, you know, have you spoken to my mother? You know, so I know that Jesus wants us to be closer to the Blessed Mother, and this is a great way to get closer to the Blessed
Mother. Well, Jesus also realized no Mary,
no Jesus.
That's right.
No Mary, no Jesus.
It's very simple.
It's exactly the
and
way.
And each day you have something on reading a very small prayer. And, for instance, one of them is, come Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to give myself entirely to Jesus through Mary. And that's
exactly
what the whole book is about.
And he wrote, one of the things he wrote is, Our Lady's role is to bring us face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. That comes from Blessed Mother Teresa. And he also wrote, when we draw close to Jesus' heart, it heals our own hearts, makes us more compassionate, and strengthens us to put our compassion into action. So that's really the basis of the whole entire Hearts of Fire program, to draw close to Jesus, heal our hearts, so that we can then become more compassionate to others, and gives us the strength to actually live divine mercy for other people.
Wow. My only regret, I do have a regret. My only regret is that we didn't buy the books from the Lighthouse. Because
that's
so
right,
much
that's
cheaper
right.
than what we bought
we
it from.
We didn't know that the Lighthouse carried this book, and we needed 20 books. And I paid $7 each for them. And then I found out that at first they were $4.
And now there's a special sale for Advent where they are
$2.
$2. Oh, my Lord.
So the bottom line is always check with a Lighthouse person, because we have fantastic prices. Any Lighthouse account manager will always know what the best way to get you what you want.
So who would they call? How would they check with a Lighthouse person?
That is a good question. If you don't...
Another good question. Joni! Good question number two.
I got it. I wrote it down.
Okay. If your parish has a Lighthouse kiosk, then you could just ask in your parish who it is that you can contact. If you don't have a Lighthouse kiosk in your parish, you can contact me at any time. I'm the division manager, so I would always be able to put you in touch with the right person. I'm just going to say my phone number. It's 631-848-7612. And if you can't remember that, you can always call Lighthouse Catholic Media or go on our website, lighthousecatholicmedia.org. And they will then just say, put me in touch with somebody on Long Island.
Okay,
and
so that number is 631-848-7612. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And I love to hear from people because, like I said, you're going to talk to me about my favorite thing.
Atta girl. I feel a song coming on. What do you think, Joan?
I think so. Trevor. I'm going to do Immaculate.
Can we have the first one?
Okay.
Love you.
Maria.
That's a good song to offer up for France right now. After
yes,
what just happened last
absolutely.
Night.
That's right. Exactly yeah. what we're thinking. Yes, absolutely, Paul. And we will close the show with a prayer for France. By the way, Joan has accepted the role of being music director of the program. Thank you, Joan.
Yeah. All right.
Something that I really enjoy doing.
Being a music educator, I appreciate that.
So thank you, and it was a great song, Joan, that you selected.
Nice.
Thank you.
And thank you for being so supportive of the show, and thank you for being a financial contributor.
Oh, my goodness, stop it.
Thank you for all those things.
Yeah, thanks for teaming up with Tony on this. This is great.
Okay, so, by the way, I do want to mention something. All those that see fit to help keep Dr. Palmer's legacy alive for evangelizing through the radio and do want to make a donation. We're tax exempt, and so that means any donation, $1, $2, $5, $10, is deductible off your income tax. And anyone that donates, no matter what amount, will receive from us one of John Palmer's books on his communications with Jesus. Will receive our 501c3 information for tax deduction. And I guarantee that you will be mentioned and you will be remembered in a daily novena by me for the rest of my life. And so...
Wow.
Which will be a very long time.
Which will leave it up to the hands of Jesus and God. But and you will receive disc of our memorial shows to Dr. Palmer. So if you would like to make a donation, you can go to our website. You can text me at 516-712-7005, and I'll give you and tell you exactly how to do it. Or you can just mail a check to Listen Up, 1827 Flushing Avenue, Ridgewood, New York, 11385. And you'll get a confirmation from me. You'll get a thank you letter from me. You'll get one of Dr. Palmer's books. And you'll get a whole bunch of goodies. Okay, so thanks again. Okay, let's move
You're
on
welcome.
With the show, Joan.
Okay. You know, Father, not Father, it is Father Gately, isn't it?
Yes.
Father Gately. He writes about in Morning Glory, he writes that Our Lady's role is to bring us face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. And in another place, he writes, when we draw close to Jesus' heart, it heals our own hearts. It makes us more compassionate and strengthens us to put our compassion into action. Kind of reminds me of, you know, bringing this divine mercy into play and this year of the Jubilee that the Pope is... Can you tell us anything about that?
Sure, I sure can. First of all, this is a special Jubilee year, and it's only the fourth time in the history of the Church that we've had this type of a Jubilee year. And Pope Francis has chosen the theme of the Year of Mercy, and I think it couldn't have been a better theme, and it couldn't have been a better timed, especially when we think about what happened in France yesterday mm-hmm. and other terrible things that have happened and continue to happen around the world.
We need mercy.
Yes, and Jesus said to Saint Faustina, and it's written in her diary, that the world will not know peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. And I believe that is what we have to do. That's going to be the answer. There's going to be no political system, no politician, no United Nations or anything that's going to be able to put a stop to the kind of evil that we see in the world today. But if we turn with trust to his mercy, if we turn ourselves back to the Lord, if we, you know, seek his mercy for the many, many sins in the world, in ourselves, in the world, that's the thing that's going to heal our world.
Wow. Absolutely. You know, Joan selected another song. Should we play it now? This might be the perfect time to play it.
Okay.
Can we play the second song, Trev? Mercy. Joan, you have a talent for this stuff. She's going to want to raise.
I'm at the end. I'm on my knees, weighted down by all my need. I should have come when you first called, and yet your love still broke my fall. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. On me. Wash and cleanse me, make me holy like thee, like thee. Have mercy. Not sacrifice is your desire for my life. Surrender brings the deepest pain, yet opens up. Wash and cleanse me, make me holy like thee, like thee. Have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
I feel like this is going to be an exciting time for the Year of Mercy.
Yes.
I think Pope Francis is opening up the windows and letting fresh air flow into the Vatican so that it could bring people back to the church.
Yes, and the most important thing that people have to know about Divine Mercy is that Jesus said, the greater the sinner, the greater the right to my mercy. So no one, there should be no one that ever thinks that they cannot come back if they have been away, if they have put their faith aside for a while, whatever is happening in their life, Jesus wants them to come back. And he's opening wide, especially during this year of mercy. It's going to be a great opportunity to receive grace. So that would be the most important message that I would want to get out to people about divine mercy, is it's there for everyone. And not to ever think that you are a person who can't come to Jesus and accept his mercy. In the Catholic faith, we have the great gift of the sacrament of penance, going to confession. It's not a scary thing like it may seem or may have been in the past. It's not scary at all. And it's a healing. It's a healing sacrament. So people should not, you know, hold themselves back from coming to Jesus.
Absolutely. And speaking of confession, I think one of the drawbacks that holds the people coming back is that they're afraid. They're afraid to say to the priest what they've done. But you know what? The priest is like Jesus.
Yeah.
He's not going to remember the things that you've done. He's just going to forgive you. And he's just going to bring you into his fold and hug you and say, welcome back.
Right, and he has the power. God gave him the power to absolve your sins. And when you hear those words, it's very, very, it's very healing. Many people have said that they just, their whole life lightens up when they've been able to release those burdens and hear those words, I absolve you, and know that he has the power to do that.
Do that. I think we're going to hear about some tremendous things in this year. I honestly think that the Pope is opening the windows of the Vatican, and we're going to hear things that we never thought we would hear.
I think
it's going to be a great year.
And I also see with this Hearts of Fire program, I'm seeing a lot of attraction of people to it. I'm seeing groups that thought they were going to maybe have, might have like 7 women come to my house, and all of a sudden, wow, they have 19 people coming to their house. And you know, it's people are asking their friends, and their friends are saying, yeah, I'd like to go to that. And we're really, it's spreading. There are people.
So I missed something. How does this program get started? How, if someone wants to start this program in a parish, do you help facilitate it, or does the Lighthouse do anything? What do they do about it?
Yes, the best way it would be for the person.
Is that a good question?
That's a great question.
Okay.
That's three. Keep track
of it. Atta boy, blow.
The best way is to get in touch with a Lighthouse person or myself, and either I'll help you or I'll put you in touch with someone. That person will then explain to you what you have to do. And the first thing would be speak with your pastor and say, I know about this program. I want to bring it here. You know, a Lighthouse person will go with you to speak to your pastor if you want and explain the program and hope to get him on board for the whole parish. Some pastors will be on board for their whole parish. Some of them will just say, okay, well, you can go ahead and do it. You can use, you know, the room in the hall, and you can advertise in the bulletin. And then you are a retreat coordinator, and the Lighthouse person is there to help you know what to do, how to do it, and to guide you.
So you
the
guide
whole time.
Them. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Can we just take a quick moment to do the Saint of the Week? And
sure,
Joan,
you can.
If you could read the reflection,
okay,
which is offered to us by I think I would call him a big admirer, a secret admirer.
A good man.
A good man. I really love him.
Yeah, we did.
But he wants he wants to be anonymous. So, Joan, would you read that reflection?
Sure, I will, yeah. Spiritual reflection of the week is, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Isn't it true? As we come to Mass every Sunday, we hear the words of Jesus, which he spoke 2,000 years ago. And we not only need to look at the world and our society events to realize how true they are, but we can look at our own lives to testify to them. The longer one lives, the longer one realizes that Jesus' words will always remain and will remain true and relevant. Therefore, instead of trying to explain away or ignore the words of Jesus Christ, we need to make them more and more each day the foundation of our decision making. Imagine if you would read the scriptures every day instead of your horoscope. You might learn all that you need to know about true God, yourself, and even other people. Imagine if you memorized those scriptures. As time would go, you'd be prone to say something maybe rash or judgmental, and you might think of your own sinfulness instead first. Imagine if you imagined your consequences according to the word of God instead of according to your excuses and the blame games that you play. You might end up growing up in a spiritual life and being at peace with yourself and others. After the priest reads the gospel at Mass, he kisses the book. Now you know why.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Wow, that is beautiful. Yeah. And powerful. And now I do know why he kisses the book.
Yeah.
You know, so right. I just want to do a reflection. I was led to do a reflection on angels because there's a lot of misconceptions sometimes with angels and stuff. And by the way, Lighthouse does have a disc on angels.
A CD, yep.
A CD on angels, Choirs of Angels, I think it's called.
The Nine Choirs of Angels, Understanding Them, yeah.
Okay, the Nine Choirs of Angels.
Right.
And that describes the angels and what the angels are all about.
Yes.
And the fact that they were meant to be messengers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, it explains each of the choirs and what their role was. Each of them has a different job to do.
That's,
and it goes through explaining
all that.
That's
great.
Yeah.
That's something that we all should get to know. Yeah. Okay, so what are angels? From what I'm coming up with, angels are God's messengers. Many people believe they were created by God before humans and have greater powers and intelligence. Like humans, they are free to choose between doing good and doing wrong. Lucifer was an example, also known as Satan or the devil. He's said to have once been an angel, a very favored angel, with a lot of attributes. But he rebelled against God, so he lost his place in heaven. And he and his followers are called fallen angels. The other angels remained loyal to God. And so one of them was Gabriel. He's the angel who was linked to the stories of Jesus' birth. Of all the angels, Gabriel in particular has been God's messenger. According to the Bible, he spoke twice to a man named Daniel when he was in prison and brought messages of hope. It was Gabriel who told Zechariah that he was going to be the father of John the Baptist. Zechariah was working in the temple in Jerusalem, burning incense to make sweet scent while people were praying there. Zechariah did this. Gabriel appeared to him and told him what an important person John would be. He also told him that he must name him John, because Zechariah didn't really believe Gabriel. Zechariah lost the ability to speak until his son was born. We all remember that, I'm sure, in the Bible. As soon as Zechariah wrote down the words, "His name is John," he was able to speak again. So what does that tell you? Maybe it tells me that we must acquiesce to the word of God and to the angels. The most important message Gabriel ever brought to earth was the message he brought to Mary to tell her that she was to be the mother of Jesus. Because Gabriel brought this message, many people think it was also he who appeared to the shepherds and told them to go and worship Jesus in the manger at Bethlehem. Gabriel is not just important to Jews and Christians, Muslims, who call him Gabriel, believe he dictated their holy book. They believe it was him who wrote the book, Quran, to the prophet Muhammad. Another angel who I sort of relate to very, very personally, because I got in my head that my guardian angel's name is Raphael, but not the Raphael, but Raphael. So anyway, The name Raphael means God heals, and the archangel Raphael has always seemed to bring God's healing, its touch to the world. Once Raphael disguised himself as a human named Osiris. He joined a young man named Tobias on the journey, and they had many adventures together. This is a great story in the Bible. I've read it, and it's really, really, really interesting. You can barely put it down. One night, they rested by the river to keep various parts of the fish that they caught. Eventually, they reached home, and Tobias found that his father, Tibet, had become blind. Azarias told Tobias to take part of the fish's inside and to rub it on the father's eyes. Tobias did as he was told, and his father was able to see again. The story comes from the Book of Tibet, which is included in many Bibles. The story of the pool of Bashasha is also in the Bible. The pool was near one of the gates of the city of Jerusalem. Every day, a number of blind, lame, and paralyzed people came and sat around it. They waited for the water to bubble up and ripple, because it was said that every so often an angel of the Lord went down into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever was first into the water after it had moved was cured. And the angel who stirred that water was said to be Raphael. The Bible makes many references to angels who act as God's messengers. Sometimes they appear as ordinary people, and it is only the importance of the message that reveals who they are. At other times, they are bright, shining creatures that inspire awe and fear. On the night Jesus was born, shepherds on the hillside saw a great company of angels singing and praising God. And so next time you see someone with the face of an angel, he may very well be that angel. And that's the story of angels. Sorry I took so long.
St. Raphael is one of my favorite saints.
Really? Is he really?
I pray to him all the time.
Yeah. Do you?
Angel of Happy Meetings.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And I pray to Michael the Archangel.
And Michael is another one. And then sort of angels all around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm getting texts like crazy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because you and me.
Are you getting them?
I'm getting some beeps, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah,
well,
I turned
maybe
everything off. I'm even on airplane mode. I have no idea I'm getting this.
So maybe we're touching some souls. We'll see. Okay, let's get on with this. Let's get on with this lighthouse, because this is a great means of evangelization, a great means of learning about the Catholic Church, learning about things that we never thought of before.
Right. And we have something new now, too.
Oh, let's hear it. Come on, bring it forward.
Well, first of all, before I mention what's new, I just want to mention about the kiosks. Look for them in your parishes. If you don't have one and you want to have one, just get in touch with me, and together we'll try to get an appointment with your pastor and try to get the program going.
631-848-7612.
Right.
Is that right?
That's it.
Okay.
In the kiosk program, you know, we only ask for $3 for a CD, $2 for a booklet, and $4 for a book. So with those prices, the idea being that it's affordable for people, not only to get for yourself, but to evangelize and give away to other people and hopefully bring them back to the church.
Also, let me add to that, Teresa. The money basically goes right back to the church, and then they reorder. So what you're doing, actually, is helping the church actually buy new material so they can keep on giving you more and more to learn about, and that's the way of evangelization. The Knights of Columbus are invested in that also. We evangelize quite a bit.
Really?
There are two councils that represent Lighthouse. One is in
Patchogue Council.
Right, and they do two parishes.
They have help two parishes to get started with the kiosk.
And the other one's over
And the
in
other one is Regis Council in Ronkonkoma.
St. Regis Council, right.
Yeah, years ago. And that parish, St. Joseph, still has a kiosk after many years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
so. But we do have something new now through our partnership with the Augustine Institute, which is based in Denver. We have something called Formed. And Formed is an online faith formation program which It's being likened to something like the Catholic Amazon or Catholic Netflix. The idea being one place where you can go and get everything you need. You get so many things on this one online platform. What happens is a parish would subscribe to Formed, and they would get a parish code for the website. Once it's set up, everyone in that parish has access to it. And they just use the parish code. They set up their own login. And not only all of the ministries in the parish can use it, but every single person in the parish can use it. And they can even use it, you can use it to do your own evangelizing with your neighbors, your friends within the parish boundaries who maybe they're not coming to church. You can show them something using Formed and hopefully entice them to start getting interested in their faith again. And Formed has programs for so many different areas of parish life. So, for example, there is a youth group program called Why Disciple on there. It has a Catholicism series that many people are familiar with from Father Robert Barron. It has Symbolon, which is understanding about the faith. Beloved, which is a marriage program. It has a vocations program. Reborn, which is a baptism program. There are Bible studies called Lectio. All of the Hearts of Fire program that we've been talking about earlier is all on there. There's Journey Through Scripture. There's the Bible and the Virgin Mary, Opening the Word. There are 10 different e-books that you can access on there, 10 different Lighthouse CDs that you can get, 6 movies through Ignatius Press are on Formed. Then there is different CD series for Spanish speaking, for children, for marriage, and for Divine Mercy. And once a parish has Formed, whenever something is added to it, they get it, and it's no additional cost. And what we have coming soon is going to be a 10-part series on Divine Mercy, a program called Forgiven, Evangelization, and Prayer. All of this is available on the one platform, including that you can download participant guides if you're doing the Hearts of Fire program. You can watch the DVDs right on the online platform. It basically costs the parish $140 a month to have this. And then they also have the option to pay for a full year. And if they do pay for a full year, they get a month discount. They can also cancel any time. So there's really no risk in trying it and really taking advantage of so many things all in one place.
Is there a promo code we can give them so if they want to see what it's like for a sample?
There is. There is a demo. That's a great idea to let people know about that. Just contact me, and if you're interested or if you have, maybe you are a person who is a DRE or a catechist, or maybe you run the baptism program and you'd like to see what this is like.
Or a deacon.
We can give you a demo that you can look at it and actually experience it.
What if I were just a parishioner and I wanted to look something up, say, like gifts of the Holy Spirit? Would I be able to just put that in and look for it, or is it on a certain program?
You would have to know what program to look at.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they have a search bar like that where you could just look up any topic.
Oh, okay.
But they're constantly, this is something new. It just came out this past September. So they're constantly adding things. So you may have something.
But it's possible that it may just be under one of those titles and
right,
I just don't know.
Right, exactly. Okay. Like, for example, if you asked me that, I would tell you go to Symbolon and look at and watch the episode on the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay.
And you
would
get your answers.
Great.
I don't know if it's status. Experience has told me that, you know, pastors are very, very don't make rash decisions. So they contemplate their decisions very carefully. And they have a big responsibility. Pastors are actually running a sizable business, and it needs to run on some sort of profitable or some sort of level where it has to bring income, you know, like the collections and stuff.
Right.
What, they have bills too?
Yeah, they do. And so they're very frugal on how they make their money decisions.
Yes.
And I know they give it great reflection. Is there any program that you can offer to the parishes or to the pastors that would be like a trial type of program so that they could get an idea? You know, you're saying there's a cost of $100-something a month, but get an idea. Now, would that $100-something a month generate income for them or?
In this program, it's not necessarily going to generate income in that way right away. Like, for example, with the kiosk, you know, you do get the money back as people purchase the CDs and they put their money in. With this, it's more of a long-term benefit where you're forming Catholics to be formed in the faith in the right
Saving
way.
Saving souls.
Right. And by doing that, those same Catholics are more likely to get involved in parish life, to bring others back to church. Your parish will become more vibrant and alive, and that eventually will help you financially as well if you want to look at it that way.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because all pastors are looking, I'm sure, to make the parish become vibrant.
Yes.
And alive.
Right.
And bring and excite people.
And most people, when they start to learn these things, their feeling is, you know, wow, I never knew this before. What else can I learn about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing with the CDs. You know, that's been the reaction that I've gotten from people. When they listen to something, they're like, wow, do you have any more like that?
Uh-huh.
That's basically the reaction.
I have to tell you, the CDs are excellent. You know, the two CDs that I get, every month, you know, I use one. I save, and one I play, and I actually get great ideas to do talks on them.
Yeah, they're like 40 to 45 minutes long.
Yeah, they're not that long. How does Lighthouse determine what CDs they're going to publish and what CDs they're not?
Yeah, like they.
Someone does a talk, and they're great talks. They're worthy of being on a CD. How did he get them to you? How do you do that?
Yeah, we have...
Not me. I'm not saying me, by the way.
We do have people in our home office, which is based in Illinois, and it's also going to be between Illinois and Denver now, who listen to thousands of titles, and they choose which ones are going to be released into the CD of the Month Club. For example, this month we have The Seven Secrets of Divine Mercy by Vinnie Flynn. That's a brand new speaker we've never had before.
I have it in front of me.
And it's timely for the Year of Mercy.
Yes.
So sometimes a CD is chosen because it's timely for something that's going on. We try to have a variety of speakers and a variety of topics. But there are people who make those decisions. But, you know, I can actually send something in and have it be reviewed if someone...
So if I think there's someone that's worthy of being reviewed, I can send it to you?
Yes, you can send it to me.
Are you kidding? For real? I won't be a bother. I mean, I won't be a nuisance.
I can't make
but
any promises.
But I may want to do it. Okay, that's good to know.
It's not because, up to me, but because, we're always, you know, expanding.
But, you know, I would like to know, there are a lot of people evangelizing, a lot of people that do great talks. And I would like to know that if they're really that good, there's a chance that, you know, if I bother you with it, there's a chance you could forward it on, and you
That's
never know
right.
what's going to happen, and put it in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And if it's chosen as one of the CD of the Month club CDs, it will go out to like 25,000 or more go out every month in the club. And that's another thing people can do. They can join the CD of the Month club and get a
Isn't
CD.
Isn't that what I belong to?
Yep, that's what you belong to.
Oh, okay.
It's always a brand new release, so you never get a duplicate that you've already heard. It goes right to your home, and it's really kind of fun. I think it's fun every month to see what the new title's going to be.
Trisha looks forward to getting the mail.
Yeah, I do. I look forward to it, and some I put aside for future references, ideas,
we also,
if I do a talk.
With the club, we also support our parishes, because if the parish has the CD of the Month club, We give the parish a promo code, and they actually make some money back from Lighthouse for all the people who subscribe to the club through the parish.
Oh, okay.
So we try to support our parishes as well.
Oh, that's great. I think this is a great evangelizational tool. I really do. Now, someone is calling me about the show, but I really don't want to take... Well, I really want to get texts about the show.
He'll get back to you.
Yeah. No, I really do want to get texts about the show. And I have gotten texts about the show. Someone's taken pictures and sent us pictures, too.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So you're going to see... I'll send you those pictures also. And someone said, step aside, Anthony.
No.
Okay. I do want to... You know, we've got 5 minutes left. But I do want to pray for, as we mentioned before, the people in Paris that were subject to this terrible, terrible event. And I do want to pray for our listeners. And
for our country.
And our country and our petitions. And I also want to pray, as I promised I would do every day, and I do. We'll be saying the novena every day for all those that are becoming members of Dr. John Palmer's radio evangelizational legacy. Okay, so maybe can you lead us in prayer for the event in France?
Sure, I would love to do that. Thank you.
And we'll go around the table.
Okay, before we begin, I just want to say thank you very much for having us on the show. And
thank you for being here. Are you kidding? You guys are great. I love you guys. You're really. And you know that when you have an open invitation to come anytime
thank you
guys so
much.
Want.
So thank you.
Appreciate
you have
it.
Our numbers. Call us, and we'll work it out.
Okay.
And you're doing a great job evangelizing. But you're doing a great job in educating the people about different aspects of the Catholic Church and of our religion. That so many people don't know.
Right.
What's so great about the Catholic religion?
Right.
And it is a great, great religion.
It's the best.
So it's the best. And it's universal.
It's and for so, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, so
in the
you're
name
on.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we just ask you for your mercy to come down upon the whole world, but especially right now, all the people in France who have been... who are hurting now, those who have died, those who are wounded, those who's lost loved ones, those whose hearts are broken. And we just ask for your mercy and your healing. You are the only one that can help us in this situation. And please move the hearts and minds of all people everywhere to be converted away from evil and towards your merciful heart. We ask for the intercession of Our Lady, Mother of Mercy.
Amen. Paul?
I'd like to pray for all the veterans, firemen, policemen, anyone in service to others, because that's what we're here about, to help others.
Joan?
Well, I'd just like to say that we are called to be living images of mercy, so that we might be instruments of mercy to our Lord. And divine mercy can be something that everyone can participate in, especially in this special year of mercy. And we just pray for everyone that God will direct his love and mercy towards the whole world, especially at this time, what's going on in Paris.
Absolutely. And Jesus, we give you praise and glory and thank you. We thank you for allowing us to do the show. We thank you for giving us Dr. John Palmer for all his time. And we ask that you stay by our side. You help us, you guide us, you hold our hand. You let us know that you are truly our best friend and our big brother. And we ask that you bless all our listeners. You bless all our petitions that we have here. We lift them up to you, Jesus, in your hands, and put them before you and ask for you to be what you want it to be. And so, also, I would like to close with the song, I Will Choose Christ. Thank you.
necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
I choose to serve. I give my heart. I give
from the heart of the Nautical Mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com.